Hey guys, welcome to the podcast Thursday edition, and isn't it stunning outside here in Newcastle?
Wow,
it is beautiful.
It looks beautiful, definitely. 29. I can't wait to get out and enjoy it.
Beach weather.
Yeah, it is beach weather.
You got your trunks ready for?
Trunks ready.
Yeah, swimmers, togs.
Yeah, I mean, I've got some.
DTs.
What do you wear to the beach, Crevo?
Boardies.
Boardies.
Yeah, like an above the knee length, like not too tight.
Billabong.
No, I don't know, something Hang nice, ten? Something from like, not ASOS, but one of those type of, Surf Stitch, I'm a Surf Stitch orderer.
Surf Stitch, yeah.
Yes, I like Surf Stitch.
You order a lot of your clothes online.
Yeah.
Or Emmy does, you say you give Emmy money.
Sometimes, I'll be like, here, $300. Like,
get me some stuff.
Get me some stuff.
Come on, Emmy, we're going down to the beach.
Well, you were selling a beach umbrella not long ago.
Oh, sometimes I sell the vintage ones.
On your buy and sell?
Yeah, some of them are huge money.
How much are you selling a vintage beach umbrella for?
Look, if I sold one recently for about $80.
Wow.
Because it had this great, it was a genuine piece of the 60s and 70s.
Okay.
It had an amazing floral print on it.
Because I was going to say.
Great quality, like brass fittings.
Yeah.
Really nice wood. Like
how much are they new?
Oh, a good one is 150 probably.
Shit.
If you want, you can get a cheap one from like what's.
Bunnings? I think you can get them for like 20
to 40 bucks. 20 to 40 bucks.
I'm just having a look right now on your buy and sell page.
You like to have a look sometimes.
Yeah, I really do enjoy it. Mm. Now, I'm just having a look. You've got
it's
a
quite
beautiful
a variety.
Switzerland Bell money box for sale, $16.
Yeah.
Any history behind that? 10 weeks. You've had it for a while. Time to slash it. $8.
I usually go, I'll cut prices after 90 days.
Look at the rust on it.
Yeah, but if you want something from Switzerland, really hard to get at the moment. You
really?
Can't
True.
Order stuff, anything online.
Oh, Jade, when did you want to get something from Switzerland? When have you been on the market for
me?
Switzerland?
You're Mr. IKEA over here.
Oh, that's true. That's a great point.
Fucking hell.
Isn't just that's Swedish,
Sweden,
though.
Guys.
Oh, yeah.
Sweden.
Totally different country.
Oh, yeah.
What else have you got?
Things. We've also got, a vintage Bakelite Palmolive Brill Cream container, maybe shaving cream. What's this?
Some people collect, like, vintage packaging and stuff like that, like old signs, you know, like sunlight soap or something like that. People like to put that in their bathroom. Yeah, what else have you got?
You've got two lines of vintage brass chain. Great to hang vintage lights. $26.
Yeah, it'd be more than that at Bunnings. Brand new.
So, like, hasn't been used before?
No, I'd say that, that's been new old stock.
17 weeks ago. Yeah. Time to get rid of it.
No, just
How
wait.
How long do you let things sit up there for?
So, like, after about 90 days, I'll cut the price. But if something like that, it'll be ages before someone is looking for that. So I'm not in a rush. It doesn't take up much space.
Yeah.
And he's also got, Jade, get this, a leather handmade sheath. $12.
Oh, it's sold.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have deleted that by now.
Down.
Actually, let me do that,
right
now.
That was a quick sale.
Yeah.
I only put up a week ago.
Yeah, people like. Like hunting knife stuff, if you can ever get it.
I love it when you can get a quick sale.
Oh, so do I. Straight in, straight out. It's my favourite.
Have you been selling anything lately on Marketplace, Jay?
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's a couple of things
You've
that are
sold
just
all your
sitting
stuff.
There. Yeah, most of it's all
it's
gone.
It's out of fashion in your world now. Like it
what
comes
do you mean?
In and out, you know.
What?
Phases,
no,
you know.
It doesn't.
Crevo, you can back me up here. Did Jade go through a Facebook Marketplace phase?
A little bit. You were more into it at one point. Remember you recruited Benny to go get all that free stuff?
Yeah, but that's because there was a free ad. If an ad pops up and it says, oh, there's free stuff. Well,
You'll
then
be on it.
I'll be on it. But I'm not actively because I'm busy at the moment.
I love how she was so shocked by that statement. We forgot that she picked up all the free stuff and almost catalogued everything out in her backyard. Thank you, Jade.
I did.
That was a fun time.
Yeah, what about you and your shoes, mister? You say you're going to do something, but you don't.
I'd rather.
How many Air Force Ones are you going to sell?
Well, do you know what? You're only having this.
Come on, take a shot.
She wants the commission cut from the my
old shoes.
Yeah,
You said I could have $20 per shoe if I helped.
That's a good deal.
Actually, said $10.
No,
so
you
she's
didn't.
Doubled it.
You did not.
Look at you. Then my shoes get lost.
I don't want to sell.
You don't want to sell
stinky
them.
Shoes.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It was my job. Piss off.
You've gone from I don't want to it's my job. Piss off
I'm
really
playing,
fast.
I'm wheeling and dealing.
So I've got 20 pairs of old Nike Air Force One shoes, medium condition.
I would say a 7, honestly, if I was selling it.
Brand new segment on the show. Mm. I'm going to split them in half.
Yeah.
Can I give you both half each and see who sells the most in a week?
Yeah, like a challenge.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't go calling in your buddies.
What do you
mean? It doesn't matter what tactics he uses.
I don't have anyone ready to buy them. Mm. It would be purely me.
You've got a little
online.
Black seller book. I've seen
I
it.
I do, but I don't have anyone for shoes.
Yeah, we'll
I'd tell you if I did.
Mm.
I would have done the deal already with Maddie.
Well, let's talk over lunch today.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good.
Business deal, Avery.
Men's business.
Secret men's business, Jade.
Oh, yeah, good.
Very
this
good.
Lunch is good. I can't wait for this.
We're going to go for lunch today.
You've been working hard.
Yeah.
You need an outing.
I do need an outing and a nap afterwards.
The
sounds
boys
great.
Taking each other out.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Whose treat? My treat.
Oh, well, look, I'm happy to share it.
All right, split the bill.
Fitty,
sounds
fitty, split.
Good. Yeah.
It's always fair.
And you're
good.
Off to the Hunter. That'll be nice.
Yeah. Off to the Hunter Valley.
Just to, like, a drive around out to Pecolbin.
No, Steve and I are going to go and have lunch.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. So that's it.
Like a winery or something?
Yeah, he said he was going to look into it. He was going to pick the place.
Your treat today?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's cute.
Yeah,
I hope
like
he
that.
Picks something really expensive. Jade, let's have caviar and lobster for lunch.
Oh, I'll be like, no, it's not really
that
my
nice
taste.
$100 bottle of white wine.
You could
beautiful.
Go to what's the deal out in food? Maybe like the Harrigan's or something. It's be under $30 a
is it?
Dish
I wouldn't know. It's not my thing.
Yeah, going out.
If you treat a colleague to lunch, Jade, what's the maximum you're going to spend?
I don't know.
Depends on the situation,
It
I
depends
guess,
on the
yeah.
situation.
Today's situation, $40 meal each.
Yeah, I guess, because obviously you go on to the valley, so
it's
not going to be cheap.
Oh, well, get some nice wine. We need some here at the cellar. We're out. The new FM cellar.
Oh, yeah.
Pick us up a box. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you.
Enjoy the show today. We're talking a mass jail outbreak in Uganda.
Yeah, that's right. So 200-plus inmates on the run in the nude.
Ooh.
No clothes.
Lots of willies out.
They're out in the bush.
200 of them.
Yeah.
Wow. Contemplate that
something
for a second.
Something to think about for a moment.
Enjoy the podcast. Bye.
See ya.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the no-bos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the no-bos.
Hey guys, welcome to Thursday.
Good morning.
How are we?
Good.
Brilliant. I feel great.
Yeah. Good vibes in here this morning. Excellent. Yeah. Now, I got a text from the boss last night.
Oh, the big boss is texting Maddie.
What did we do?
I never
We're
like
in trouble?
It. The phone. I see our boss's name. I'm like,
what have we done?
Yeah, we're always in trouble. And they always go to Maddie first.
Yeah, for some reason.
I don't know why.
It's about time you press the button.
Yeah, look, anyway, another note. Brand new song to New FM. Now, this, guys, is a commercial radio dream.
Wet dream.
A massive collaboration.
Oh, always good. Keith, the power of two artists.
Keith Urban.
Yeah.
And Pink.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's weird we're playing them because we rarely play both of them on our station here.
Very rarely.
Oh.
But, I mean, you know, together on the same song, I mean, get ready for it.
Okay, I want to start a little sweepstake here before we play the song, because none of us have heard it.
No.
Who do we think is singing the verse and who is singing the chorus? Because the person who sings the verse often has a lot more work to do, but the chorus person is what's memorable.
Yeah.
I want to put my money in. I think Keith Urban will be doing the choruses.
Mm.
You know, that thing you hear again and again.
I'm going to say Pinkston on the chorus and Keithy Old Mates on the verses. Yeah,
I'm agreeing with you, Crevo. I think Keith Urban will be on the chorus.
And Pink will be doing the breakout verses.
All right.
All right, well, let's see who wins the big sweepstake. Up next, though, this is interesting. A prison break. Now, often it's just a small group of inmates, you know, maybe four or five on the run.
Scary, but I love a prison break.
Yeah, so this one is in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
200 inmates on the run.
No.
None of them with clothing on.
There's
things
a story.
Things are getting wild.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Over in Uganda, a prison break in process at the moment. So over 200 people escaped from prison at one of the jails there.
That's a lot.
It's a massive one because usually like a group of four or five or something like that, and they all make a deal. You know, if one of us gets caught, the rest keep going. that's how I see it on movies.
Breaking right now.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
Wow.
Anyway, so they're on the run. They broke into like this building. And they.
The whole group,
right?
That's a riot.
But in Uganda, the prison uniform is bright yellow, right? So they went, this is going to make us too easy to spot. So they all just stripped all their clothes off and they've made a run for it.
200 naked men on the run.
In Uganda right now. It's a fairly remote area. So they've all gone into the wilderness. And, they've got the military involved trying to track them down.
You know what?
In the wilderness.
They could almost pretend to be like a tribe living in the wild bush.
That's the thing.
It's quite incredible.
I feel like there'd be plenty of wild bush around at the moment in that area.
Well, yeah, there would be. I wonder how long it would take them to, you know...
Track them down?
Well, you know, if they're in the wilderness, so their survival skills...
Yeah, we'll see who's good, you know?
Yeah, like, it'd be survival of the fittest kind of scenario.
What's so fascinating? How do they organise such a breakout?
Well, that's
200
the
people in Uganda.
I know, it seems wild, but they're...
It's
I
not
mean,
like they've smuggled in, you know, little mobile phones or whatever. Like, they would have had to find their own way, special way of communicating the plans for the breakout.
With everyone. Exactly right. Yeah. Anyway, there's not a lot more detail than that. No, I guess as a journalist, they were mainly focused on there's 200 prisoners naked on the run.
Yeah,
you don't need to include many more details.
What a field day.
Isn't it fascinating, though, guys... You know, I think 200 naked men here will be less of a scene than 200 people in yellow jumpsuits.
Well, that's true. Just easy, like they said,
like a naked
easy
man.
To spot. If you're, you know, getting your way, working your way through the forest and you've got a bright yellow thing on, you're going to be easy to see from a helicopter or whatever.
That's
anyway,
so
fascinating.
Are there snakes over in Uganda?
I think so.
Africa just has a lot of wild animals, doesn't it? Big snakes, real big snakes, I think.
Jungle?
Yeah.
Jungle?
Yeah, there's jungle.
When you watch The Lion King,
no. I think I'd stay in prison. I don't think I'd want to take on a jungle.
Well, especially with no clothes on.
Yeah, but think about prison in Uganda. I think I'd take on the jungle.
It's not anacondas, jaguars. Yeah, well, there's...
It'd be scary, man.
It's like a Nicki Minaj video.
Anacondas.
That sounds very scary.
Thank you. We'll keep you updated on this developing story.
Yeah, the important news here with our show.
Hey, we are playing Lads versus Lasses up next on offer. A $50 Westfield gift card, of course. We have two sets of questions, one for the chicks, one for the guys. Your job is to get as many as right as possible. 13-10-09 if you want to play. Leaderboard check, please.
11 each. 11 gold stars each.
It seems rigged. The guys should be way further ahead, I reckon.
I think so too. One guy, one girl. 13-10-09. All thanks to Westfield Qatari, your first choice for fashion, beauty,
and food in the montage.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Lads.
versus Lasses.
Yeah, it's the ultimate battle of the sexes. Looking at the leaderboard now, the lads and lasses on 11 gold stars apiece. So we need a breakout gender here today, guys. We really do.
Come on, gents. You can do it.
Ladies, you've got this. Yes.
$50 Westfield gift card for the winner today, all thanks to Westfield Qatari, your first choice for fashion, beauty and food in the Hunter, Jade.
Alrighty, Jason. Good morning.
Hey, Jace.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad, man. You stoked for the weekend?
Yeah, not far to go.
Oh, no, we're so close. Do you have plans or...?
None yet, no.
Just chill out, rejuvenate.
Yeah. Hey, Jace, what are you spending a $50 Westfield gift card on?
I'm not sure. Probably give it to the wife.
Yeah, smart, man.
Good man. All right, let's see if you can win it for her. Okay, question number one. Who hosts the Win TV show The Bachelor? The Bachelor.
TikTok,
Jason. Osher Gundberg. Used to be Angie G back in the day. Look, Angie G. All right.
I guess
question
the wife
two.
Doesn't make you watch The Bachelor, Jace.
He's got his own TV.
Okay, which actress played Elle Woods in the 2001 film Legally Blonde?
Haven't even heard of that one.
Sorry. Reese Witherspoon. Okay, question number three. When applying makeup, what comes first? Concealer or foundation?
Concealer.
Correct. You got one on the board.
And it didn't sound like a guess at all. All right, let's go to Di. How you doing?
Good.
That's the way. What's on for your weekend? Do you have plans?
I'm off tomorrow for 4 days.
So you're winning at last.
How did you score that, Di? Just some annual leave?
No, just the way the roster fell, actually.
Oh, happy days.
You're beauty. Yeah. Well, let's try and get you this $50 gift card to make your long weekend even better.
Yeah.
Question number one. True or false, NRL star Kalyn Ponga played 12 games for North Queensland Cowboys before joining the Knights. True or false?
True.
Oh, unfortunately, false. It was 9 games. All right, question number two. Briggs and Stratton make a range of what? I knew this one straight away.
Mowers?
No, it's actually the engine manufacturer. All right, question number three. This takes it to the tie. Otherwise, Jason is straight in with the win. UFC stands for what?
United.
I'll save you the pain.
Ultimate Fighting Championship.
That's okay.
Thanks for playing, Di. Appreciate it. That means, Jason, you've won it, brother.
Yeah, you won for the guys. Get that star
you
up there.
You did it, Jason.
Stop procrastinating, Jade.
Thank you.
$50 Westfield gift card.
Newcastle's most excited man.
I know. He can't wait to give it to his wife.
Isn't that a sad day? You win a $50 gift card. Keep it for yourself.
I know.
Go and buy yourself something. The wife doesn't have
Maybe
to know.
Maybe he wants to treat her.
Oh, that's
coming
true.
From a wife, Jade, that expects her husband to give her everything.
Yes.
Give me a treat. Give me a
exactly.
treat.
Exactly.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creebo.
Jade, Maddie and Creebo, the Novos.
Jade, you are astounded. We're just watching the Today Show. A new record has been broken for free diving, 112 metres.
Insane! I can't even fathom that. God, you're going to be good at holding your breath.
That is incredible. I mean, they've got those extremely long flippers, bodysuits. That's like years and years of training. And the pressure down there must be intense.
Interesting person to want to go for a record in free diving.
Danger. Like it was people, thrill seekers, isn't it?
Yeah, adrenaline, I guess.
Mm. You like that's to what dive, they're feeding off. How far down do you think you could go?
Well, I've been down to like 30-something metres.
What was the pressure like at 30 metres?
Well, you don't notice it. because you're equalising on the way down and you take your time. I did get a little bit of the narcs, which is like when you feel drunk underwater.
Did you?
Yeah, a little bit of nitrogen. It's nitrogen narcosis. So, yeah, with the build-up that happens at that level, they get you to do like a little math test sort of thing on a little like plastic card with a pencil, and you're like, oh, that's harder to calculate than it should be. You know, it's only like 5 + 7 or something, and it's a little bit, you feel a bit drunk.
Do you recover quickly from it?
Oh, yeah. Like once you just come up even a few metres, it goes fine. Away, yeah. But it's fascinating. It's interesting that your body reacts like that.
Yeah. Well,
24 years old, French guy, Arnaud Jérôme.
Yeah.
Just in case you doubted whether he's French, he had the most French name ever.
Well, guys, a Labrador has had to have emergency treatment after he ate his entire lead in the space of a 15-minute car journey. Very intense.
That's scary
stuff. There was nothing left but the metal end, which, you know, is the clip.
Was it just poking out his mouth? Like, you know, when people eat spaghetti.
Well, I guess he couldn't bend his head down that far, you know. He couldn't bend it down to reach the collar. So it was the only bit that was left.
Trust a Labrador to do that.
Yeah.
So on 131009, we want to know, what did your pet eat? What's it eaten? Could be anything.
The better.
Yeah.
Like either in the operation or the value of the item. We'll take either.
Do you know what as well? Labrador, very hard to be angry at it after an expensive operation.
Yeah, I know. It's that
Bad
sort of
Max.
Dog.
Bad right. Max.
Taking your calls after these.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
A naughty Labrador named Max ate his whole lead. His entire lead in the space of 15 minutes with his owners, Brian and Christine Hillman. They had to rush him to the vets where he had to have his stomach pumped to remove the material, which could have caused serious damage. And the team of specialists worked quickly. Luckily, he was fine. They recovered the lead, which had been chewed into neat 5-centimetre strips. So he actually managed to, like, break it into small little pieces as he went along.
Bites, like a fun-sized Snickers, basically. Yes. Straight down the gob.
And
the good thing about that, if he sort of cut it neatly, they could stitch it back together perfectly good.
Oh, I don't know. I saw the lead didn't look too pretty.
There's a stinge.
Well, you just spent $9,000 on the operation. I'm just making that number up, but you know it's a lot.
I was
going
to say.
Yeah. You know it's
how
much?
They actually
really
didn't go
expensive.
Into details of that, but I think you're around that mark. I think I've had a friend mention once it was like $6,000.
Too eye-watering to even fathom at this time of morning. Anyway, let's go. People on the phone have lots of stories.
Melinda, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. What did your pet eat, Melinda?
My Labrador, she used to, like, jump on the trampoline with the kids. And my niece was on the trampoline jumping with her and her hairband fell out. So Casper just pounced on that and ate that. And then she was on there with my brother one time and he had a Matchbox car on there and the wheel came off, so she ate that.
Well, this is all happening on the trampoline.
Yeah.
Do you ever think we keep the dog off the trampoline?
We'd go for a walk and... if the school kids threw their sandwich away on the way home, she'd eat that with the cling wrap on it and everything, and I'd be ripping it out of her mouth.
Oh,
but
my God.
She'd still swallow half of it.
Melinda, you're telling us these stories so casually. I'm guessing you haven't had any problems in terms of taking it to the vet.
No, she used to pass it straight away, so...
there's
the
car wheel.
Yeah.
Pop it back on.
Jeez, you're so relaxed. I'd be in a panic.
Thank you, Melinda.
Thanks.
Wow, what an iron stomach.
I know.
Straight
very
out the
out.
Other end.
It's Melissa. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great. So, what'd your pet eat?
Okay, so my little Rottweiler pup, when she was 3 months old, jumped onto our coffee table and ate my Louis Vuitton sunglasses.
Oh, no.
Bargain.
How devastating.
Yeah. How much were they worth?
They were almost $900.
Oh.
And then it cost us about $300 to have them fixed. So, yeah, she has expensive taste, my little Roddy.
So, Melissa, you continued wearing them after the retrieval?
Bucks worth.
Yeah, they got them fixed and I continued to wear them, yes, until our house got broken into and they got stolen.
Oh, did you get them on insurance?
Yeah, yes, we did.
Did you buy another pair?
Yeah, I did.
And how were those ones faring?
There, I've put them up. She can't get them, and they're not allowed inside anymore.
Good.
Oh, that seems like smart, smart, and smart.
What a win. Oh. Thanks, Melissa. Appreciate your call.
All right, go on to Rob. Hello. G'day, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah,
hey,
really good, man. So what did you petty?
So I've got a snappy cross-border collie named Max, and he eats everything. And one day I noticed that something was poking out of his bum, and it turned out to be my wife's G-string.
Who was eating you? Your missus' undies?
Yeah, I just had... he always eats them. I had to pull it out like I was pulling out...
Like
I was a magician pulling out handkerchiefs.
Cousin Dino. Hey, wow. Rob, did you start to get suspicious about your wife when you realised her G-bangers were going missing? Like, where are they going?
Oh, she was like sort of baby man. I was like, no, it's not me.
What are you doing with them? Oh, Rob.
You're 10 times smaller than me because I'm a big dude and I'm pretty sure I can't wear them.
There's an interesting conversation between a couple.
Isn't it?
Yeah, the dog ate them.
Yeah, you can't chuck them in the wash, though, can you?
Oh, absolutely.
What colour were they, Rob?
Oh, mate.
Well, they'd have to be.
Yeah, no words to describe it. I'm still scarred from it.
Oh, what a great story. Imagine the G-string.
I can't believe it came past through.
The old leather string knot.
I believe you just spotted it hanging out at its bottom.
I mean, what's that?
The dog would have been so constipated.
Pulling it out, the look on his face is like, yeah, you're doing this.
Rob, great story. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Unbelievable.
Just when you think you've heard it all.
Yep. Hey, guys, up next, I've got to tell you about something I'm very nervous about. I'm going to face one of my all-time biggest fears this weekend.
Wow.
I'm preparing myself. I've been having nightmares about the day, Saturday. I'm going to tell you what it is next.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
On the weekend, I've got to tell you about something. I'm very, very frightened. I'm very upset, but I've got to do this.
I'm here for you, Maddie.
Thanks. I'm super scared of heights.
Mm-hmm.
My whole entire life. Like, I can't even go up near a fence on a high cliff and look over. Like, any resemblance of like close to the edge or if I'm feeling that I'm too high up, I get scared. I have to step back. I get panic attacks. I start to sweat. But
really?
I thought I want to face this fear head on this weekend.
So what are you going to do?
Good on you.
My friend is coming up for the weekend, and basically what we're doing is going on a helicopter ride. And I thought, you know what, this is my ultimate fear realised, because I have so many nightmares about falling out of a helicopter.
Really?
I've had so many opportunities over the years to get in a helicopter.
And just have never done it.
Never done it. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to face my fears head on this weekend. I'm going to read the description of the flight.
Oh,
most
brilliant.
People, very fun.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, look at that lovely photo of the view of Newcastle.
It's a 20 minutes... Doors off helicopter.
Doors off.
For two. It's not just a normal helicopter. The doors are off. Feel the wind in your face on this doors off helicopter flight. Enjoy amazing views of the Newcastle coastline.
Sounds beautiful.
20 minute scenic flight. This flight will ensure you get to see the best of Newcastle. Soar over incredible sights, including the Anzac Memorial Walk, Bar Beach, Merriweather Baths, and McDonald Jones Stadium. And with no doors, you'll surely feel the adrenaline rush and have the most amazing photo opportunities. There's no better way to see the sights of Newcastle than from the air.
Very. Are you sweating right now?
Look, I am.
I think you're actually
drops of sweat on your forehead.
All seriousness, though, I'm so scared.
They'll strap you in. You'll be fine. You're not falling out. Yeah, you'll be okay.
They'll put on a little headset like you've got on now. You'll feel like you're in the radio studio.
Yeah.
They'll all be talking through the headset. You'll have a seatbelt on. Yeah, there'll
Alpha
be a lot
Romeo
of that.
One.
Have you guys? You guys have done this exact flight, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The doors weren't off on mine, though.
I think the doors were on mine.
I don't think you should have started with a doors off experience, Matthew.
It was cheaper.
It's cheaper because we don't have to buy doors.
They fell off, and we just thought, "Nah, we'll never replace them."
Why glue them back on? It's expensive. Glue's expensive.
I am scared I'll pass out. The feeling of lifting up off the ground.
If you pass out, then you won't be scared.
I didn't have a flight. I didn't get on a plane until I was 18.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
This is a big experience.
Big experience.
Please film it.
Of course I am. Yeah.
Please film it.
Of course I am. So hopefully I'm back on Monday.
You'll be here.
Are helicopters safe generally?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course they are.
Pretty good.
The wind just throws them around a bit with the doors off.
Oh. Yeah. You've done the doors off experience, Jackson.
Yeah, because I've done a lot of photography flights. And do you know what? I did a really windy one overseas and it was quite intense. Like,
up and down, around and around, side and back again.
Oh, I think it's good. You dive in,
face your fears, you're going to do great, Maddie.
Tell you what, maximum passenger weight, 135 kilos. I'm only... thank God I just made it. If I was 35 kilos heavier, I couldn't go on it.
Now he's looking for excuses to get out of it. Not happening. You've already paid.
You don't want to take it to the edge, you know.
Jay, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos. The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
That's right, guys. Big night tonight. Huge.
Tonight.
$60 million Powerball. I was in the news agency yesterday buying my ticket, and there was about like four or five other people in there at the same time just getting a ticket for it tonight.
Quite fascinating for such a stinge in everyday life.
Mm.
You don't mind dropping big cash money on Powerball.
The big ones, you know, I think it's good.
How much have you spent on Lotto this year?
Oh, honestly, not that much.
$5,000?
As if. I wish. That'd be like half my bathroom reno. No, I don't know, like probably $40 maybe?
That's it.
That's all. The whole year.
Yeah, I don't buy all the time. I just buy big ones.
How much was your Powerball ticket last night?
I think it was $24.
What did you win back?
Because you get the... Well, no, it's tonight's draw. Yeah, the 60 mil. But the thing is, they've revealed the lotto hotspots for New South Wales and the ACT.
Oh, good.
Unfortunately, Newcastle didn't come in the hotspot. Mm. Apparently, postcodes of 2000 for Sydney CBD and 2750 for Kingswood Park and Penrith each sold three Division 1 winning entries, totaling more than $5.4 million this year.
Do you know what's pretty good, Jade?
You know what you should do, Jade?
What?
Go to Sydney today and buy a ticket.
From a lucky news agency that's already had three wins.
Oh, look, this was a news.com.au article, so I don't know how...
He's saying a newspaper might be trying to sell lotto tickets or sell advertising.
To be quite honest... Fairly easy fact to check.
Just saying. Totally.
I don't know. But there you have it.
Oh, good.
Good luck, Jade.
Thanks. Well, good luck to everyone. I'd like, you know what, 60 people to win $1 million each? That would be nice.
You'd prefer the 60 mil. Imagine the
question.
Imagine the castle you could buy.
I can't even fathom that in my bank account.
You're the master of everything, right, Jade? And you can dictate as to whether... You get the 60 million or you share it with 60 other people. What would you do?
I'd share it. Because a million bucks, I could at least pay my house off and then...
Relax. Live a life of leisure.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to all.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, up next, I've got to talk to you about a story. My friend called me up the other day, and he's very upset with his work. So he works in, like, you know, the printer cartridge, like the cartridges you put in your printer?
Yeah.
He works in a factory that makes them. But his boss has started charging employees $10 to park in the car park at work. To upkeep the facilities, the gardens, the lawns, the toilet paper.
You can't do that, can you?
No.
Well, they are.
What?
That's bad.
He is disgusted. He's actually considering quitting his job over it.
Are the facilities nice, though?
They're very nice. Maybe brand new building. What are your thoughts? If they started charging us $10 a day...
park here.
I'd be pissed off and I'd start parking on the road.
Really? So yeah. You can park in the
What
in
if
the car
they
park?
Upgraded no. the facilities really nice here?
Yeah.
I'd want to see a plan. I want to see a future plan.
All right. Well, the question is, right or wrong, charging employees to park at work if the facilities are nice, so upkeep the facilities.
I think it's fine if it's really nice facilities.
$100 bucks a fortnight out of your pay. It's a lot.
But really nice facilities.
No.
It's interesting, though, Jade, that you said you'd park on the road. A lot of his workmates have started doing exactly that. Refusing to park in the work car
100%.
Park.
Imagine
because it's extortion.
Imagine like the double ply toilet paper and everything. It'd be so good.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Chatting to you guys about a guy I used to work with, actually. He now works at a printer factory and he's moved into a new facility. It's very nice. And his boss has asked all of the employees to pay $10 a day for secure parking at work. He's like, nah, this is ridiculous. So right or wrong this morning, do you think your boss should be able to charge you to park in secure parking at work? Now, we were just chatting here around the team, and it happens if you work in a hospital.
Yeah.
You have to pay for your own parking, like you said, Jade, at a shopping centre.
Mm-hmm.
So this happens quite a lot.
So more generally, give us a call if you have parking dramas at work. Because sometimes, you know, people, they get very possessive about spots and stuff.
Well, you know, heaps of people like to park in their same spot every morning.
And if you park in their spot, and sometimes I do it just for a little bit of, like, you know, just to spice things up. Like, park in someone always parks in that spot, I'll just park there sometimes.
So you like to mess up their routine?
Yeah, well, you know, people just need a little bit of excitement in their life, I reckon.
I don't think there's anything wrong, really. If they've got really nice facilities and there's not a lot of parking around where he works, so if they use that money to upkeep the facilities, keep the lawns, the gardens, very nice, you know, the nice toilet paper at work, I don't think there's any problem at all with charging.
So you'd say that as a smoker because you go outdoors, so you'd appreciate
the
nice view in the garden, whereas people like Kruvo and I couldn't care less. Some are going out there.
There's a big elephant in this room we've missed, Jade.
Yeah.
Non-driver over here.
Yeah.
Of course it doesn't care if they charge for parking.
Of course it's fine.
Well, you guys are the first to whinge about the building. So if we got a nice new building, say, for example, $10 a day.
Shouldn't the company
beautiful
pay for their own building?
Yeah, 100% they should.
Like, they get my work. That's what they get for my money.
Exactly.
Anyway, there you go.
Love It or Loathe It up next. And I want to talk, you know, when you go to a wedding, giving gifts versus cash. Bit of a debate going on. We'll chat about it next.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. First one today, giving gifts instead of cash at a wedding.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Yeah, you like giving
love
the gift.
So much more thoughtful, yeah.
What was the last gift you gave at a wedding?
At a wedding, the last gift I gave were cocktail glasses.
Oh, that's quite
That's nice.
Nice. You know, everyone needs some good cocktail glasses. It's a great wedding gift.
What about you, Jade? What do you thought? Gift or cash?
I'd say love it. I'd probably say gift.
Yeah, right. So you put...
You
went to a wedding recently. Did you get a gift?
No, we gave them a gift card and a big bottle of bourbon because they love this particular brand.
So kind of both.
Kind of both.
Bit of a mix. Interesting story out. This bride has complained after her best friend at her wedding gave her a gift, except the gift was just like a little hamper basket with some snacks. Honestly, it looked like the hamper we got at the end of the year at Christmas a couple of years ago. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. What's in it?
So there's a bag of sour, like, gummy bears. there's some chips. There's a packet of, like, those rosemary crisp breads.
Yeah.
And a jar of what is called, and I can only assume this is in America because I've never heard of this, marshmallow fluff. Which is literally looks like somebody has a spoon of marshmallow goo that would come out of the jar. And then what looks like balsamic vinaigrette. I'm like, are you kidding? What is this?
I mean, look.
From a best friend.
This is to the bride, right?
Yeah. Seems a little bit underwhelming, wouldn't you think?
It depends if that were her favourite things.
Well, she's complained about it, so I'm hazarding a guess it's not.
It's the thought that matters.
Yeah, no thought went into this.
Well, yeah, but is it better than getting given nothing? I think she's being a little bit spoiled.
Stump up $50.
Okay. Jade, when you got married, did you receive, like, more gifts or cash?
I didn't receive anything. I didn't expect gifts because we went overseas.
True,
so
true.
I
bet. Are there different rules around overseas weddings and like what people are expected to
I guess so. Probably. I don't know. I didn't think everything up because I didn't expect anything.
The gift is your presence when you go overseas, I
reckon. Yeah. I didn't, you know, I did not go into it saying, oh, I'm like expecting anything. Cash,
yeah. So you didn't have like a gift register?
No, nothing.
Wow.
Didn't want anything.
Oh, good. You had your family and friends.
That's all that matters.
Overseas.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
In a castle.
That's the present. In a castle. The castle was the big present.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creezo.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
Big thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe for hooking us up with our coffees. 1 year down the track, they've been sorting us out. We love you, boys.
Good.
The best year of our lives.
It has been.
It has been. That's truth.
It just adds the cherry on top of our mornings.
We've got great jobs in this.
If you're a good boss, you'll call the boys and ask them to come and treat your office to some coffees.
Yes. Yeah,
that's right. Exactly. Make sure you do that.
Mm. Yeah. Carl and Benny, Happy Mobile Cafe. But guys, we talked earlier, I think it was about just before July, like I was walking down the Nobby's break wall and I was just thinking, geez, they could do so much more with it. I know there's a little bit of heritage there with, you know, the wall and the sandbags and the concrete, but it just could be so much nicer, make it more of a tourist destination. So, you know, we threw this out to the phones and there's been a development only this week with the Nobby's pier set to get an upgrade.
Well, it's all fenced off at the moment.
Mm.
So
yes. We just thought that, oh, they're putting a little bit of concrete here and there and maybe, like, polishing one of the bins.
Patching up the sandbags.
Well,
no.
We put this idea to the Lord Mayor.
Yeah.
We did.
So I think she may have taken on our advice.
Our feedback. How about that? But we'll reveal more.
Even though she doesn't look after it and it's the Port Authority, but that's okay.
Yes.
Our little show has influenced the world.
Thanks to you.
Changing Newcastle for the better. I don't know, is it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Jade, Maddie and Creezo, the Novos.
I'm so proud of our show and I'm so proud of our listeners because, you know, we're really getting behind Newcastle and making big things happen.
Big things.
Because we love big on this show. And so basically we threw it out there that, you know, the Nobby's, you know, walk out there. The break wall just needs a little bit of a revamp.
Because you were no fan of the big long pencils.
No.
Big rocks. Like,
yeah, chuck them off.
Yeah, and just, I don't know, I just thought they could do a viewing deck and just change it, have, you know, different, you know, coffee carts or ice cream, like gelato vans down there. I think even got thrown out, like, maybe we could have, like, markets going down there at one point. Anyway, we threw this out to the phones, and this was one of the suggestions we had from our listeners.
My idea for the break wall is something like Santa Monica Pier, where it's got all, like, rides and all the food carts, not like a Jersey Shore thing, but, you know, more respectable area.
So, unfortunately, there's no theme parks or rides going out there just yet.
Because we played this to the Lord Mayor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But good news. The Port Authority of New South Wales has announced plans for a $3 million upgrade, including a widened walkway, sandstone seating, heritage fencing and interpretive boards. But the big thing is they're also going to have a place for coffee vendors.
We actually changed something in Newcastle.
We did. We made an impact.
Obviously, the Lord Mayor Niatali Nelms got off the phone from us, called up the head of the Port Authority. Guys, those Novos at New FM, they've just come up with the best idea of all time, a space for food vendors / coffee cart.
Make sure it happens, she said.
They're onto something.
Make it happen
and
now.
When Niatali talks, people listen.
They do. So
we did it.
Big thanks, you know, team effort.
It was 100% us, and we're claiming it, and that's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, it's Harley. She makes things happen. Perfect music for her.
Yeah.
Bitch boss.
Totally true.
Oh, so good. Well, what's next, guys? What are we changing in Newcastle?
I don't know. We'll have to work on that.
Well, I'm still angling for Casino. I really would. We need a theme park. I want a Wet n Wild or something equivalent down here.
We almost had one. You know, just near Industrial Drive.
Yeah. There.
Well, we like things big and we love do. Wet n Wild.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to tell you what's getting Wendy Williams through lockdown in New York City.
Yes, also, my favourite.
A big star turned down the Hills, and I'm going to tell you why.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well and I'm very interested in Wendy Williams' life. So let's kick it off.
Live from New York City, it's the Wendy Williams Show.
Alrighty, so she's just getting back to the studio. It's been months and months and months of lockdown in her apartment. And she's been getting through with one activity. And I think her neighbors are going to want to buy some better blind.
I peep at night, Tom. There is an apartment building across and the man takes showers. And the shower is right there at the window. It's a head to ankle. And I watch.
Of course she does.
Of course. She's just got nothing to do at home.
How fascinating. She said, yeah, she's just so bored. Stephen Colbert was like, what? And she's like, yeah, it's fine. It's all good. And he's like, okay, moving on very quickly. Yeah.
Potential could
you imagine,
crime.
Could you imagine if you knew you lived across the street from Wendy Williams and she says that on national TV, you'd be like, am I the guy?
Yeah, you'd be keeping your blinds closed.
Wendy Williams recently divorced, yeah?
She did. So she's kind of
feeling
on the
a little bit
proud.
Lucky.
Yeah. She's looking for some action.
Do you know what? She likes her younger men as well.
Does she?
Yeah.
There we go.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good
for her.
Wendy Williams.
She's single.
She's back in the studio, though. She's looking good, too. Looking fierce. Talking about TV. The Hills. So, have you been watching the reboot?
No, I haven't.
No.
All right, so they sucked in Misha Barton from the OC. She's on there, all the old Hills stars, minus Lauren Conrad, because she actually got a life together and went on to do good things. So, one star that actually turned it down is Paris Hilton, and this is why she doesn't agree to do reality TV shows.
Every single day we get different calls, people pitching shows, and I always say no. I'm too focused on my business. I don't have time for that. I actually just, when they call me with something, I always just say, I don't have time.
I don't have time.
Wow. I love that she's completely ditched the fake voice now.
Mm. Yeah, like, that's true.
There's some bass in that voice right there.
Finally.
Have any of you watched that new documentary?
No, I'm dying to, though.
Really, really intense.
Is it that's the Paris Hilton one?
Yeah.
Came
out Monday.
Yep, so you can see it on her YouTube channel, and it just completely changed my view on who she was.
Fascinating.
So, yeah, interesting watch over the weekend if you've got some time.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that.
Awesome.
Up next, we are talking Carole Baskin. She's been on Dancing with the Stars. You won't believe what has happened. We're going to do it after the news at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
So when Queensland says no one can enter, no exceptions, they ain't mucking around. Even ScoMo not allowed into Queensland unless he does 2 weeks quarantine.
I know. Do you know what? Ben and I were talking about this last night and he was like, why would she do that for? I said, well, you know what? She's not going to get voted back in again. So I think she's just going down the blaze of glory.
One rule for everyone. Well, no one enters without quarantine, not even ScoMo.
Wouldn't she feel good, though? They've obviously had their little tiff in the past week. You're not allowed in here, ScoMo.
She's finally... Sorry. It's a, you know what? It's a very rare and unique occasion that you can actually say no to the Prime Minister and sort of...
Get away with it.
Get away with it.
Not get in trouble.
You're not coming in my state. Not on my watch. Probably never happened in history.
I would tend to agree with
that. Once before. Well, not this specific case, but in the Spanish flu, of course, they shut the borders as well too. So
yeah, but to block the leader.
Yeah, but when you think about it, ScoMo's
really rare.
ScoMo's all over the place. It would make sense for him to quarantine if he visited a state.
Yeah, he's
like
meeting heaps of people, not shaking hands, but surely ScoMo's getting pretty regular swabs, wouldn't you think?
You'd think so.
You'd think they'd have a doctor poking that thing up his nose all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd have one on his plane.
Like on the daily.
A testing facility.
I don't know about on the daily.
I don't know.
They're close enough.
Pretty close. Anyway, interesting stuff. Very PM good. Blocked out of Queensland. You're locked out. You're not coming in here.
Well, guys, big moment. Carole Baskin, obviously, on Dancing with the Stars over in the States at the moment. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Huge. She's on Dancing with the Stars, and obviously there has been a couple of scandals. One, her song choices, two, her dancing, and three, someone's gone and paid for a particular advertisement prior to her big moment on live television. So I'm going to unpack it all for you after this.
Jade, Maddie and Creeso, the Novos.
It's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire.
There are more captive tigers in the U.S. than there are in the wild throughout the world.
People are nuts, man. They're all crazy.
So obviously, for those who don't know, Carole Baskin is known for being on Tiger King because she has a big cat park where she owns a lot of tigers. She started it with her ex-husband, who's now dead. He went missing.
Oh, he's Don missing. Lewis.
He's still missing. We don't know if he's really dead, but they've assumed he's dead. And obviously she put Joe from Tiger King in prison and the saga continues.
Big cat rescue
is the boss.
So now she's appeared on Dancing with the Stars. And in true Carole Baskin style, she's dancing to this song.
This song? Okay, here we go. Of course. I mean, what else did you expect?
Well, I didn't expect that, to be honest.
Eye of the Tiger.
Fantastic.
Oh. And it's actually trending on YouTube right now, too.
Eye of the Tiger.
That her dancing to Eye of the Tiger. She did the Paso. And everyone loved it. But, it's a bit cringy. Bit cringy.
Yeah.
But the thing is, prior to her dancing live on television, this ad went to air.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family, and to us, he was daddy.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
I'm Ann, Don's former assistant. All we're asking is justice for Don.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carole Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE. Thank you.
Boom. So that ad went to air just before her big moment on Dancing with the Stars in the States. What a scandal.
That's unbelievable because, like, for them to throw that out, they would have had to spend so much money, not just to get an ad in that big program, it's a big show over there, but in, say, I want it exactly at this time right before her performance.
Well, so Don Lewis, for those who don't know, is, you know, Carole Baskin's ex-husband who's gone missing.
The one that disappeared.
So that was his family saying, you know, searching for him. Saying, hey, can you help us out?
Anyone got any tips? And also, you know, was Carole Baskin involved?
Yeah.
I love how they throw it out there.
Oh, I know.
I love that it was from, like, that ad straight into...
Dancing the Paso Doble with her partner, Pasha, it's Carole Baskin.
But Carol Baskin's come out and commented on the ad.
It's just been, I think, a huge publicity stunt on their part. So what more could they possibly do than that?
She doesn't care, does
nah,
she?
I couldn't nah. give
well,
to,
she's like a multi-millionaire.
Oh,
she's loaded. She's set. She's like, come at me. Come at me.
Also, if, you know, if Carol Baskin was involved and did feed, you know, her ex to the Tigers, there's no evidence left.
No.
It's all gone.
It's she's been, not worried.
No, it's all been degraded into the ground now.
Do you think she did kill Don Lewis? I know this is an old topic, but, I mean, it really does bring this back up again.
Deep down, yeah. Oh. It's very, very suspicious. Suspicious.
Oh.
Well, she doesn't have moves that kill, so she'd have to get creative
yeah,
at the time.
That is true. Her dancing. You've got to YouTube.
Check
get on
out.
YouTube today.
The outfits are just unbelievable.
Tiger print.
The partner in tight jeans in pink and black tiger print. It's
Hazel,
just next
he's a
level.
Professional dancer. He's okay.
Wouldn't you be annoyed if you were paired with her? Like, almost scared for your life if she gets eliminated, you know? It's your fault!
You don't want to be doing the wrong moves or anything, do you?
No, I'll tell you now, I don't want to take on Carol Baskin.
Do your Carol Baskin voice, Jade.
No, I don't. It's been a while. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. It's Carol Baskin from Big Cat Rescue.
I love similarities. That.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Hey, 8:16, Crevo.
Up next, you guys know I've been battling the bath the last couple of days.
Your renos.
Yeah, so we bought this antique bath, thinking it'll look great in the new bathroom, but it's been such an ordeal. I'm going to run you through a bit of a warning if you're thinking about getting one of these clawfoot tubs. Right? All the things that could possibly go wrong. I'll get into the details next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Crevo, plumbing dilemmas yesterday.
Yeah, so this is a little bit of a warning about the possible perils of an antique bath.
Now, this is millionaire Mark at his best right now because how many people here are buying an antique bath? Not many, I'd say.
No,
the clawfoot baths, they're a bit of a trend at the moment.
But
people
yours,
are into them.
Yours is an actual proper antique, like cast iron, heavy.
Yeah, real heavy. So this is, like, they look great, but I just want to warn you, if you're thinking of getting one, there's like a few perils and traps along the way, right? The first thing you got to do is find one that fits. Because they're all like cast iron and there was so many brands back in the day, they're hard to get. So I had to go all the way to Western Sydney to find this one. That's a long drive
hard
to get
life.
A bath.
That is
hard
very,
life,
very
right? particular, aren't you?
But when you got the cash to burn on the fuel, please. You know.
Anyway, then you have to rope in your friends to unload it because they're about 100 to 150 kilos. So I had to get you guys on your day off.
And
I'm very, very thankful for you guys helping me get it from the van
anytime,
all the way
friend.
Into the
That's
house.
What friends
anytime.
Are for.
And, you know, I don't mind helping out a millionaire because we got paid in French pastries.
Well, I thought that's the least I could do, right? Then the next challenge is getting it into the bathroom itself and getting the feet on, right? Because the feet, actually, they don't just stick on. There's a complicated 3-bolt system that has to get on. And once you get them on, then they have, like, then the bath itself doesn't, like, match up level. You have to adjust them they don't rock backwards and forwards.
Oh, no.
Just get a normal bath.
3 hours it took to get it adjusted just right. And they all have to, all the little nuts and everything have to be the right way and the right way up. Very, very complicated.
So here you are yesterday on your hands and knees. On the tiles in the bathroom.
Ratchet in hand, like with a torch, trying to get it all just right. So, and then you put it like there, and then we got all the feet on.
Uh-oh.
And the bath tipped the wrong way, so the water would have gone away from where the plug is. The feet were at the wrong ends.
Oh, no. Crevo.
They're slightly less than, like, maybe 3 or 4 mil longer. That's all it was. So you look at them in your hand, they look exactly the same.
So you had to do it all over again.
Had to take them all off.
No one wants a rocking bath.
Flip the bath the other way, take them off, put them all back on, readjust them. I reckon I've put about 7 hours into getting that thing in.
Oh,
No joke.
Worth it?
Looks really good.
It does.
But just a warning, if you're thinking, oh, that looks really cool, why not get one of those?
Read the fine print.
Read the terms and conditions. It's a massive commitment and you have to get all your mates involved just to get it done.
Did your butler have the day off?
What a stitcher.
There's another life dilemma from millionaire Mark Creevo. Oh,
getting foot claws on his bath.
It's very difficult, you know.
He's in a tiz.
Unfortunate.
Shocking. Shocking.
Very difficult.
Emmy, darling, I couldn't get the feet on today. No luxury bath for you tonight. Oh, Mark, damn it.
Yeah, that's my difficulty dilemma tonight. No,
good advice.
Good advice. Thank you, Creevo. I hope you're happy today. I hope you can, you know, relax a little more.
Maybe a bit of hot water in there and a long hot bath. Sounds
exactly.
Great.
What a great reward.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
105 commercial free coming up soon with producer Jackson.
Oh, yes. Some Shania Twain. Do you reckon this song rocked Brad Pitt's confidence back in the day?
Quite possibly.
Oh, yeah.
If someone said that, Jackson, you're not impressing me much. I think I'd probably cry in the shower for a few nights in a row. Not going to lie. I'm off to Green Day no longer coming to Australia this year, which is disappointing, but I've got the next best thing.
I've really wanted to see them live.
That'd be great.
They're so good live. I had tickets. I'm devastated. They were coming down under with Weezer.
Oh, that would have been great.
Which would have been cool.
Rapid show.
Hayley Steinfeld starving as well.
It's been enough time that this song's good again now.
Yeah, I played there at one point.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after us at 9 o'clock. Up next, though, our resident doctor, Dr. Coleman, is joining us live with all of your medical questions at newfm.com.au. If you'd like to ask him a question, or you can slide in to our DMs.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Yeah, with all of your medical questions answered, here is the good doctor. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent. Let's get straight into it, Dr. Coleman, with question number one.
Hey, Dr. Coleman, is it true that sleeping in tight underwear affects the swimmers?
Sleeping in tight underwear affects your... What did he ask?
The swimmers.
The swimmers. Goodness me. Yeah, look, sleeping in tight underwear can affect your testes, which I assume swimmers mean.
Yeah.
It's not actually because of how tight they are, but it's actually the warmth. So the human testes are designed to be a couple of degrees cooler than the rest of the body.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and if you keep them too warm, so keep them too close to your body for a long period of time, then they can not function quite as well. It's not a disaster. It's all reversible, but at the time, the sperm it produces at the time, it doesn't do it quite as efficiently.
So what I'm getting from that answer, Dr. Coleman, is that all men should sleep naked.
Let them be free.
Yeah, at least boxer shorts, something to, you know, allow that movement, which is the natural body function, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's I don't know why we're made that way, but they are made to made to swing, I guess you'd call it.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Coleman. Question number two.
Hey, Dr. Coleman, my son is 4 and he still wants to breastfeed. How can I, wean him off it and stop him from his cravings?
Yeah, look, that's an interesting one. And certainly, there's no particular age where you have to or should stop your child breastfeeding, but certainly after a while, it can interfere with the mum's life a fair bit. So it's
well, I mean, 4's a little bit much, don't you think?
Yeah, well, look, 4's certainly way above the typical thing. So, yeah, most wean at around about a year of age or something, a fully breastfed child. But not that you have to. But anyway, I guess the point there is that, you know, there's a place for for a bit of tough love, I think. And so kids want lots of things over time, and you're not being cruel to them if you deny them something they want. And I think a loving parent can be firm, and it's the same as if they want other stuff too. And you just say, look, that's not happening, and they'll put up a tantrum and give it a crack and see if they can manipulate you into giving it to them. And if they can't, they just pretty much give up and move on to something.
Dr. Coleman, is it detrimental to the mother's health by obviously breastfeeding for so long?
No, look, there's no health effects. It's really more a social effect, I think. It's sort of, it can get pretty tiring, and just sort of always feeling that you're on call, so to speak. So, you know, it's more probably the mum's social life and enjoyment of her own life, I think, more than
health problem. And that is a health problem in itself, in a way, you know? Like, you know, be taking up all that, you know, the time and energy and all of that sort of thing. So, there is real effects.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess if it does affect the mum in that way, then it could be a bad thing. So usually most kids after the age of sort of 18 months or so, they're still breastfeeding. Usually it's sort of a comfort thing, jumping on here and there, sort of thing amongst all the other things they had during during the day. So it's not really necessary, or it doesn't help the child specifically.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Coleman. Always helpful and informative. Have a great day. If you'd like to ask Dr. Coleman a question, hit us up on our DMs, New FM or Jade Maddie Crevo on Instagram.
Jade Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And we're giving you the chance to win a great holiday, guys. It's fantastic. The Landmark.
Oh,
Nelson Bay. It's where everyone wants to go and be, especially with weather like today, hitting tops of 29. So basically, all you have to do to win is rate the music at newfm.com.au. It's a deluxe one-bedroom spa apartment. You can chill out, leave the kids with the grandparents, enjoy the sights of Port Stephens and the bay.
So how do you win it?
Well, I just said, rate the music, newfm.com.au.
20 songs. Takes like 7 to 8 minutes.
Oh, my God. That's quick entry. People are talking about, you know, winning Powerball and stuff. Forget that.
Yeah.
This is a much better
chance. Has better odds winning this.
Yeah, really good odds.
Free to enter as well.
Really good odds.
Just listen to a couple of songs. Job done.
Very good. Hey, guys. What are you up to today?
What day is it today?
On this beautiful
Thursday.
Thursday.
Well, actually, Steve St. John, I'm catching up with him today, and I think we're meant to be going on a trip out to the Hunter Valley, actually.
Well, that'd be nice.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing there?
Yeah, we're just going to...
Who's driving?
Me, I'll drive.
Yeah, nice.
Drive the old Lexus.
Designated driver.
Designated driver, yeah. Take him out. Yeah, have a look around. We haven't been out there in a while. So nice. I think that's still the plan, unless... depends on how he's feeling.
Might go antiquing? Will you go antiquing?
I'll see if I can drag him into a few shops, but it's his day.
Excellent.
How long do you spend with him? Big day today, obviously, Hunter Valley Drive.
Yeah, well, yeah.
4 hours or something?
Yeah, about that.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. Is your husband okay with it?
Yeah.
You know, Steve and Jay disappearing for 4 hours together.
The romantic Hunter Valley. What about you, Maddie? What are you up to?
My day is looking free and easy today. I think I'm going to go to the beaches and have some lunch.
Oh, that
sounds
really
nice. Yeah, you
love
it there, hey.
Do you want to come?
Yeah, I'll come along.
You want to come for a beer?
I actually have an easy day today, yeah.
Do you? Oh, well, you're finally after your bar.
We would invite you, Jade, but you've
got... Do you want to come?
Hunter Valley.
Oh, we've got
you're going to Hunter Valley, actually. That sounds really good.
Yeah, boys' day out. Go have a boys' day out.
Yeah, let's do it.
Get all the beers.
Lads.
You want to come, Hamish? Why don't you come along to the beaches? We'll ditch work early. Jackson can come as well. We'll get yous out of work. We'll make it happen. You want to come?
Oh, sure. I'll come.
Okay. Yeah, let's
do it. Let's do it.
Boys. 8:57. 105 commercial free. Kicking off a minute. What's on the way, mate?
Yes. Mr. Harry Styles officially calling off his November tour down under.
I'm so sad.
Do you know what? You think you're sad? I just seen a story about a girl online spent $20,000 to follow him around the country. She's sad.
Oh.
All like buying tickets to every show.
Yeah, flights and VIP tickets.
You know,
20K, she said she saved for 2 years.
That's insane, but people do it. I actually have... So that wedding I went to the other weekend, the mother of the bride, obsessed with Keith Urban.
Really?
To the point, I'm not kidding, she does exactly what this girl does. Every concert. Yep.
follows him even to New Zealand.
A groupie.
Yeah, she's a groupie.
Proper groupie.
To the point where Keith Urban knows her name now, gives her a wave and will have a chat with
her.
Hey,
Carol,
stuff.
How are you? Like that.
Yeah.
Good to see you again.
Kids these days are like, oh, we can't afford a house because blah, 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 but actually they're just addicted to Harry Styles and Keith Urban. The Killers. As oh, well.
Classic.
And, this is fresh to UFM.
Joel Corey.
Kevin Hart.
Fresh.
In my top three right now.
I love this
Real
song.
Real good, right?
Yeah, so good. It's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Your official workday station right here in Newcastle. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.